Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous roof.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is Isha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show.
Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot spades and fluorescent flip-flop. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Episode 261, Murder Master Music Show. You know what I'm saying? We have a special guest tonight, Detroit's own Royce the 5'9". Now, for those of you that have been sleeping in a closet or sleeping under a rock or in a cave somewhere, Royce, first of all, he's a lyrical beast. The guy really can't be fucked with lyrically. He's one of those dudes. He's like K. Reno, man. I really respect his rhymes. His lyrical ability. But he's also out of the Midwest. You know what I'm saying? Straight up out of Detroit. For some of the first Midwest music I ever heard came out of Detroit. We're going to talk a little bit about his latest project, Layers, which is available right now. See if he's on the line. You on the line, Royce?
Yes, sir. How you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm doing real good, man. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. And we've had a hell of a week because you followed Willie D. He was just on the episode before you. Yeah, shout out to the.
I would love to get with Willie D and talk boxing, man. Like I talk boxing with Scarface all the time. That's like one of my favorite pastimes.
Okay, I imagine Hearns has got to be one of your favorite fighters. But what about heavyweights? And how far do you go back? Do you go all the way back to John Sullivan, bare knuckle days, or?
I mean, I go back pretty far, just depending on what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not like one of those encyclopedia guys who like know stuff that can recall stuff just like that. But I'm pretty, into the sport.
Fan,
like, pretty much all full contact sport. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Did you see that? They just had a trailer out for a movie about Roberto Duran. I think Robert De Niro is in it.
Hands of Stone.
I got to
like
see that flick. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What did you think of the Creed, man? While we're on boxing, then we'll get off of that. But what did you think of the Creed movie? Did you like it?
I thought it was pretty good. You know, like, I didn't go in there. Like, you know, the boxing fan side of me kind of kicked in a little bit. You know, I thought the story was a little unrealistic. But, you know, when I was able to put that aside, like, I thought it was good. I thought it was pretty good. I gave it a thumbs up.
Most definitely. Well, you come from a historical music place. Historical. I was telling the listeners some of the first music I ever heard came out of Detroit. The first weed song I ever heard was True by Isham. I think 1989. You know what I'm saying?
That was the first weed song
I ever heard. After that, it was nice. I think fucking with Dank by Pooh Man from the Bay Area.
Right.
You know, so it was, you know, Detroit, you know, historically is a phenomenal music place. And here you are, you've submitted your own legacy over the years, put out many great records. You got a new one out right now. Tell everybody about it. It's called Layers.
Yeah, it's called Layers. We just released it on the 14th. It's being received really well. You know what I'm saying? I'm really excited, man, just to be back out solo. You know, people definitely know me for being with a lot of groups over the years. Like, I'm a member of Slaughterhouse, I'm a member of Bad Meets Evil with Eminem, and I'm also a member of Prime with DJ Premier. So this is my first solo album in probably 6 years.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, and this is the reason why I'm calling it Layers is because I'm basically peeling back all of the layers from every project that I've been associated with. And like, the biggest layer that I'm peeling back is the layer that separates Royce da 5'9" from Ryan Montgomery, which is me, the person. You know, like, there is no barricade there. I'm kind of opening up and just being all one
Let
person.
You see, like, inside.
If I go to the studio and I feel like a family man, I'll rap about it. You know, so it's just, you know, everything is just true to life, and where I'm at in life right now.
I'll tell you what, the song I'm gonna play at the end of the interview. There's a part of the song where you actually talk about your son having autism. Just recently, you know, Robert De Niro at the Tribeca Film Festival was going to play the documentary Vaxxed, where it talks about the link between vaccination and autism. How do you feel about that? Do you think there's a link between that? Or because you being a parent of an autistic child, What are your thoughts about the whole vaccination thing?
You know, man, I heard mixed, a lot of mixed feelings about it. You know, I asked around a little bit. I didn't do, you know, proper research to be able to speak on it intelligently. But whenever I spoke to people about it, you know, half the people would say that they heard it is, and half the people would say that it's absolutely not. So I don't really know who to believe. I can say, you know, anything is possible, but I don't want to, like, jump to that conclusion if, you know, I don't know for sure. You know, what is Robert De Niro's connection to autism? Do you know?
Well, his son.
Okay, I didn't know.
He's got a son that has it in. See, the film festival, they got the vaccination company's got on them to pull the film from the flick or from the festival, and you know, I heard the song, I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I just saw a thing with Robert De Niro saying the same stuff about his kid. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I was like, man, it's mad respect to you to even put that out there. Here's my co-host, Mac J. Welcome to the show, Mac.
What's going on, man?
How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good. I'm hanging in there.
You got Royce the 5'9". But, yeah, man, I definitely respect the hell out of you for putting that out there like that, man. You know what I'm saying? And
appreciate
just being real with the fans, you know, about, like you said, yeah. you're separating Royce da 5'9" from who you are. During that process, was it difficult to do?
Which process? Because I've been through a lot of processes. You mean
as far as
being
separating
a father and an autistic kid?
Royce da 5'9" from Royce the father, Royce the family man, Royce the regular guy?
No, it wasn't really hard. I mean, because it didn't happen in a way where I was trying to, like I put a plan together, like I'm gonna just do this. It just kind of mm-hmm. happened, you know. Like I decided to quit drinking almost 4 years ago, you know. So when I did that, all kinds of like thoughts and stuff started hitting me, and I've always really made music, you know, that's a reflection of wherever I'm at the time. Like every album, if you go back and listen, you know, all the way dating back to Death Is Certain, you know, like My Darkest Material, because those were some of my darkest days as far as just running around and, you know, in the streets and hanging out. So, like, when I decided to get sober, like, I started doing all this reflecting. All these memories started hitting me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I start dealing with everything in real time, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're drinking, like, every single day, you can kind of drink away from issues as they're happening, so you're not really dealing with them as they're happening. So when you stop, everything starts coming at you at regular time, and you got to adjust to it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I start seeing the therapist. I'm seeing him once a week, and I noticed how much better I felt after speaking to him. You know what I'm saying? So automatically training my mind to do that, by the time I get to the studio and pull a beat up, it just becomes therapeutic to just rap about whatever is on my mind. You know, and
I was about to say, cause the therapy that you went through actually worked. Because, you know, like some people, they be scared to get therapy. Like, you quitting drinking and shit. You know, like some people, like, they want to do it, but they feel like, man, I ain't going through no therapy or something like that. So what you saying that it helped you out, man, that can help people seek treatment.
It helped me out a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'm an artist, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we naturally want to get things off our chest, you know what I'm saying? Like we vent for a living, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what we do. We go in the booth and we talk about shit that's on our minds, be it positive or negative, you know, and that's basically all you do in therapy. Sitting down in therapy is like making a record, bro. Like you sit down, you talk about whatever is on your mind that day. You got a connection with the person. Y'all cool, y'all relate to each other. Y'all just kick. We just kick it about shit. You know what I'm saying? So when I get to the lab, I pretty much do the same thing. Now when I did that song Wait, I had a lot of people on Twitter like, "Yo, Royce, where you been?" Because I had set out for like 2 years. I hadn't put out no music. But it was just like when I first got sober, that was in my eyes, that was one of my defining moments. Like that was my time to establish myself in my house as a father instead of just a nigga who would just come pay the bills and roommate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was time to put in the work for real because up until that time, hip-hop had just kind of consumed me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gave it all to hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? All I gave to my family was financial support, and I gave the rest of myself to the music. You know what I'm saying? So I just had to stop doing that shit.
No doubt.
You know, and it's good that you did because, you know what I'm saying, you're able to get yourself back centered and focus on what you need to do. And alcohol is a fucked up thing anyway, man. I still don't know why weed isn't legal in most places and alcohol is. Like in these places where you get a marijuana card, you're not even allowed to own a gun. But you could be drunk as fuck and have a 9 and just start popping it off. But, yeah, it's crazy. I'm glad you were able to conquer that, man. Real talk. Let's talk a little bit about, this project. You said it's available now. It's everywhere. Did you have any dealings with Eminem? Is it on Shady or is it on your own label?
Yeah, it's on my own label. I just launched my company called Bad Half Entertainment. So this particular album is actually independent. Like, it's all me. You know what I'm saying? So now the Slaughterhouse album, that's what's on Shady. We got that situation over there. So we got that working. We working on that, and that should be coming out later this year. And I'm also doing Prime, too. But this particular one right here is all independent. And that's probably why you just see me looking tired all the time, because I'm running around working the shit out of it, just doing everything that I can. You know, that solo grind, man, it's humbling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Growing up in Detroit, what were you listening to as a kid? And who was rapping back then? Or was there any rap popping at that point in time?
Yeah, it was plenty of rap popping. I mean, that's pretty much all I listened to. I mean, everything from Run DMC, DOC, The Chronic, E-40, Redman, Razzcast, Busta, Helter Skelter. I mean, I listened to it all, really. I didn't really listen to the radio much, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was one of those kids who used to always come home and watch. Yeah, I used to watch The Box, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to watch Yo MTV Raps.
Yeah, because you could see a Poison Clan video on The Box. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't see a Poison Clan video on MTV. You couldn't see Shake What Your Mama Gave You on BET, you know? That was a dope thing, man. And that brings back memories for sure. What about Esham, though? I mean, this guy, he came out in the late 80s, and he was just a kid. He's like 13 years old, 14 years old. Did you listen to his music at all coming up?
Hell yeah, Isham is a legend, bro. He's a Detroit legend. Everybody listen to Isham. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I used to listen to him in middle school and high school. Middle school and high school, I was buying all his tapes. Now this is
what was your favorite album from him?
Probably that Maggot Brain joint.
Ah, Maggot Brain Theory, yeah. Yeah, it was classic.
Yeah.
That was a teaser, though, but then he hit us with Closed Casket right after that, so, you know.
Right. Which one was the red tape? Was that not it? The red tape?
No, the red tape was the original Boomin' Words from Hell from 89.
Is that the one that had My Life in the Sunshine sample on it?
No, you're thinking of Kill the Fetus.
That's my favorite album. That's my favorite Eshawn album, Kill the Fetus, bro.
That album was fucking hard. That album was fucking hard. And, you know what I'm saying, it definitely it set a tone to come, you know, in the future for sure. You know, that's one thing we like to do on the show. We like to pay respects to the pioneers and legends and whatnot and kind of get an idea of what the artist was listening to and stuff. And plus, you know, he influenced, look who came after him out of Detroit. He influenced a whole slew of people. Eminem cited him as one of his influences. ICP said he was an influence. At what point in stage did you start putting out music, Royce, in Detroit?
Yeah, I didn't start putting out music until probably I signed my first deal at 21, I believe. I was either 20 or 21. At that point, I didn't even make many songs, you know what I'm saying? Like, before I could even get my feet wet with performing, Marshall just kind of snatched me up and threw me into the industry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been treading water ever since, you know what I'm saying? Just taking baby steps, just developing, you know, at the rate that I can, you know, trying to add as many layers to my style, just kind of like paying attention to every, you know, all the greats that I be around, just trying to pick up game here and there. That's pretty much what I've been doing.
And you said Marshall snatched you up right away because obviously, you know, he knew the talent was there. What is it like? What's it like working with him? What is he like as a person? You know, because all I know about him is the character I see on MTV. What's the real Slim Shady like, so to speak?
I mean, he's a cool guy, man. Real, very normal. I think one of the common misconceptions about him is that he's like some like huge celebrity that's like bathing in the tears of rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like he's like a regular, really regular dude, man. It's like we just
like he's drying off with Rakim lyric sheets and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Everything is mad normal. Like, he drives a normal car, you know what I'm saying? Like, he moves around normal. We at the crib, you know what I'm saying? He do normal things with the kids. It's just, everything is normal. The only thing that he does that's extraordinary is rap. You know what I'm saying? It's just, he just happened to have that talent that separates him from a lot of other MCs. But, I mean, as far as a person, he's just a normal guy.
Yeah, definitely. Now, lyrically, you know, you're one of the best the game has seen. Have you ever had a chance to sit down and listen to K. Reno? Because I would really like to hear someone like you and him do something
from,
together.
From Texas?
Yeah. From Texas.
You talking about kid from Texas? Yeah. You know what, man? Like, I met him. Bun introduced me to him. He was at my show in Texas. He came to the Prime show, and we was kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, you know, he a legend. You know what I'm saying? I look up to him. I'd love to do something with him. We actually spoke about it, though. We spoke about
See,
it.
See, that's what I'm talking
about.
About
getting together and doing some stuff.
Dope, too. Hell yeah. Because that nigga Reno be slaying, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people, and like these youngsters, they could take note to guys like y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, the wordplay and the way motherfuckers deliver their shit is still out here. You know what I'm saying? You have to accept all that other shit, even if you like that shit, guess what? It's still the real shit. It's still out here.
Yeah, I mean, it's so, you know, like the internet and all that is so progressive now, man. It's like so many different styles, so many different outlets to get music. It's like, man, it may not be a balance on the radio, but it's like it's easy to find, you know, what you like depending on what your preference is. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the bad music that's out, I just kind of tune that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's always going to be it's going to always be music that we don't like. You know what I'm saying? Like, we came up a certain way, came up on some hip-hop shit. It's a certain thing that we like. Thank God that hip-hop is forever changing into different forms, man, because that just means it's going to be around forever. If it stay the same for too long, that means it'll fade away. So, you know, sometimes if you want to be one of those kinds of artists that want to transcend different eras, then you got to be willing to know that you're not going to always be, what you, your style ain't going to always be what's popping. Sometimes you got to know when to sit back and let other people shine. Other people are going to have their turn. But that don't mean
right.
this. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't never really been one of those guys that kind of sit around and complain about, you know, like I can listen to a nigga and be like, that nigga whack. But that's just my personal opinion as an MC. But it's like, I ain't going to knock what he do, because there's a reason why people like that shit. I just don't hear it like they hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. How many cats you just be hearing, though, like, nowadays? Like, you being Royce of 5'9 and all the accolades you got and the clout you got in the rap game and shit, like, how many times are you out there and you just hear somebody and you like, that motherfucker dope?
Yo, man, every now and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just depends. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I've been doing it so long and I've, like, went through so many different phases in my music. It's just hard for me to hear something I ain't heard before. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of kids out there right now that's dope at what they do. They dope at what they do, but it's not nothing like I listen to and be like, wow, I wish I could do that. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like, it's just good. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, niggas like King Los, niggas that do shit like what he do, that's impressive to me. That's impressive because he like super cerebral, technical. He like the most fundamental MC I heard in years, dog. Years.
Right. Do you catch a lot of these younger guys, so to speak, paying homage to coming up off of your shit, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, is there some guys that run up to you and be like, man, I came up off of your shit. And, like, when you hearing they shit, like, you can tell that they came up off your shit, or is it just, like, cats just running up to you paying homage because they know your name in the game or whatever?
I mean, all different kinds. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on where I'm at, what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I go to a hip-hop show, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I go to St. Andrews or something, I'm bound to bump into some MCs that's influenced by me. You know what I'm saying? It's just because that's one of the places that I kind of focused on leaving an impression, because that's where we love to go. You know?
Right.
And, you know, if I go to the titty bar or something, you know, I'll bump into some street niggas that just, you know, they just like me as a cool-ass nigga who's been seeing me around. You know what I'm saying? They know I'm cool with niggas, and they know, you know, I'm respectful. You know what I'm saying? So we just... niggas show love that way. Yeah, sometimes you just see people who just want to get you on their Snapchat just so they can get their followers up. You know what I'm saying? Don't listen to your music at all. I mean,
right.
it's all different kind. Then I get people who just come up to me and tell me I look like somebody. They don't even know who I am. You rap or something? I gotta get it all, bro.
What's going on with Slaughterhouse? You guys got anything in the works?
Yeah, we got pretty much a whole album done. I mean, we're going to do probably a few more joints. But the biggest thing about that group is just all of us getting together at a time where we all can focus solely on Slaughterhouse. It's just scheduling-wise not always easy to get all of us together to push like we need to, you know, like because every time you look up somebody rolling out an album or somebody got something that they're doing, you know, everybody be kind of busy. You know what
sometimes y'all grind too hard to get that shit.
Nah, I mean, you know, it's just because we started out as solo artists. You know what I'm saying? We all started out our careers as solo artists. So it was like a foundation there that was already built before we formed a group. You know what I'm saying? So when we formed a group, we went hard together for like 5 years. We did two albums. You know what I'm saying? We put out two albums. We gave each other 5 years of our lives. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like after that, it was like niggas started pushing their solo albums back out, but it's like, shit, we Slaughterhouse for sure. But it's just like, we got to make sure that when we do it, we can effectively do it. We don't want to sell the shit short, because we always make great music together, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up.
What's your take, you know, you got ICP. These guys are like the Grateful Dead. They got followers that travel all around the world. They have these festivals every year. What's your take on these guys?
You know what I'm saying? And they stuck to doing what they do. Stayed in their lane, you know what I'm saying? And built an empire off being them. And they ain't conform to shit, man. You can't do nothing but respect that. Nothing. It's nothing to not respect.
We're going to talk about the album. What is where could they get it? What's the title? Run it down one more time.
Okay, it's called Layers. It's out now. It came out on 4/15. You know what I'm saying? It's on Bad Half Entertainment. That's my company, my independent company. And yeah, man, just thank y'all for the support, man. I definitely appreciate it. Definitely appreciate it. Appreciate all the words, man. Real talk.
Yeah. No doubt. Take it easy.
Okay, my brother.
Right on.
That's
right
what
on.
It is.
That's life. Fuck all you bitches. You just the life.
Goes farther than any part of me having respect does. So I place it attuned to my own eardrum while I'm out on my quest, love. I don't speak on behalf of myself, but my impeccable rep does. Christmas morning, I remember waking up wishing I could just go to sleep, cause we only got like 2 toys apiece. I asked my pop, did he do more for me? He said, yes, I got you clothes and heat and let you keep a whole 2 rows of teeth. I'm royalty. I took whoopings, I took losses, but no defeat. Then been dropped and been shelled with no release. Been in jail, no commissary or release, but God looks over me like a cross and rosary. Rifle in hand, I let niggas have it, I won't hesitate. Stripes on the cans in the cabinet, Section 8. My son got on them 350 boots, Kanye West is dressing bait, asking me questions about getting a second base. Wifey texting estimates, hot phone ringing off the hook, conference call from record labels, guess I'm late. But my other son's autistic, he wants my attention, this just might be my defining moment. Let them wait, it's my time now, nigga, let them wait. Pick up the phone, tell them hold, let them wait. Old friends coming to their senses, trying to reconcile after I fell out with them, but fuck them niggas, let them wait. Wait, I'm here for that green, for that moolah, you scheme, I see right through ya. I'm regal like a king, father, king Azamunda. One thing's for sure, I think they do know that me and Porter and Jake Uno, we don't play no games, no, we play sumo. We attempt to flatten interacting with all these average, flaccid, defenseless rappers. I have no problem killing like this assassins. They temper's bad with my temper's graphic, they hot or they fly while I'm hot and flyer. I'm intergalactic, I've been spectacular, flipping like I invented backless. My lyrics is futuristic, I'm in here with my vintage ratchet with princess scratches. My mental actually incapacitate passes, my passion and pen surpasses my ass, and the levers get rolling the street like I'm into smacking. I fill my engine with acid with my finger wrapped around a hair trigger that resembles lashes. I get into bitches quick and then I get distracted. I'm like the stock market, just like that, my interest crashes. Like a symbol, my symbol should be expensive glasses. She with me, she an Afrocentric nympho chick with her acid. She calling me back to back for a second date, while my ex is calling for makeup dick. Let them wait. Money all over the ground, like Scotty from New Jack City. I weapon wave, everybody step away. They said that we should go our separate ways in high school. Now they want to jump the line in my shows. Let them wait. My whole life they pressure me. Let them wait. You rushing me, you rushing excellence. Let them wait. Police in my rearview mirror with their sirens on, but I'ma call my lawyer first before I pull over. Let them wait. It's my time now, nigga. Let them wait. Pick up the phone, tell them hold, let them wait. Old friends coming to their senses, trying to reconcile after I fell out with them. But